year should be a special schus for Abi Maronim Yerasi Sheyichyo. Well, this schus Moshe Yehuda ben Peshethina, Rabbi Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Leo Moshe ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Nassan, and Rabbi Mordechai Tzvi ben Rabbi Aaron Menachem, Liyasus Yedid Nafshi, Chaim Shrek Shlita, Lebracha Vatzlacha, Chol Maase Yadav, Lusus Yisrael, Daniel ben Shenadina, Bracha Vatzlacha, Bachol Maase Yadav. We're going to be learning the Sugya of Esrog HaMurkav, Sugya Murkevet. It is a complex Sugya. A lot has been written about it, a tremendous amount. A grafted Esrog, and we're going to be basing our analysis on that of Maron HaGaon, Rav Nosson Gestetner Zatzal, is an Esrog HaMurkav, Pasul or Kasher, Lemitzvus Esrog. In the Tshuvas of the Maram Alshich in Simon Kofiud, he wants to pasul an Esrog HaMurkav. In other words, he's talking about when you are Markiv, Yichul Shel Etrog Be'etz Limon. So you take this branch of an Esrog tree and you connect it to a lemon tree. And then what grows from that is going to be a mixture of lemon and Esrog. So is it a lemon, what we would call a lemon today, not worth much, or is it an Esrog? So the Maram Alshich wants to disqualify such an Esrog for use on Sukkos because it's Pachas Mikibetza, and since it's Pachas Mikibetza, it's Pasul. Why is it Pachas Mikibetza? Because if the whole Esrog is a Betza, so then part of the Esrog is a lemon, and then it'll be Pachas Mikibetza. So one problem is that it's not going to have a shear of a Betza. Another problem is that it's chaser. We know that an Esrog that's chaser is pasul, it's lacking. So here it's lacking, the lemon part makes it chaser. And so writes the Taz and Arachaim Tafresh Mem Tes, that an Esrog HaMurkav is pasul, because it's chaser in the tshuvas of the Nefesh Chaya, and Arachaim and Simon Beis, he brings Achronim, want to be machshir on Esrog HaMurkav, because the lemon is bottle in the Rove Esrog, it's mostly Esrog, so it's bottle. The Nefesh Chaya says it's not true, because we have a rule that the miut doesn't receive the mile of the Rove, like matzah. If it's Rove kosher and miut pasul, like you, it was Beik Shalol Lishma, you're not Yotze, because all Rove does when there's bittel is it's mevatel anything negative, but it doesn't bring a positive, doesn't turn it into kosher matzah. Like the Mishnah Lamelech writes in the Perek Zayin Mimi'ilan and Sof Halacha Zayin, that miut heter shenis ariv berov iser eno mashlim a heter as a shir shel iser. If a miut heter that was mixed in with rov iser, it doesn't make it have a shir iser, because again, it doesn't get the mile of the rov or the chisaron of the rov, whatever it may be. But it's not considered like the rov; it's just considered batal. So hu adin be esrog shemiyuto limon. We can't say that the miut will be batal, and in the rov esrog, and it'll be mashlim the shir. It won't be considered a chaser; it'll be considered an entire kibetza, because the miut doesn't get the mile of the rov, which is batal. And another reason is that the you can't say bittel when it's nicker. And a murkav, an esrog murkav, it's apparently nicker. It's recognizable, and therefore bittel isn't shaykh. So the Nefesh Chaya doesn't like the idea of saying bittel, because it doesn't get the miut, doesn't get the mile of the rov, and also it's nicker. However, it's not so pashut, because even if we say that the miut is not mashlim the shear of the rov, And Bittul doesn't transform the miyut and allow it to attain the maila of the rov. Nevertheless, we have another rule in Judaism. It's fun being Jewish, so many rules. We have bittul barov, nullification, but habin oichit, we also have an inyan of rubo kechulo, that the miyut follows the din of the rov. Not that the rov is mevatel the miyut, but the miyut goes after the rov. Rubo kechulo. So here also, since rov of the esrig is an esrig, rov of this fruit is an esrog, so the miut is going to follow the rov. Not that it's batal, because again it's nicker, it can't be batal, or because it doesn't get the mile of the rov in the world of bittal. But here we're not talking about bittal, we're talking about halacha achar rov, rubo kekula. That most is enough to be all. You're right, it's not all. It's not all in Esrug. But most is enough. It's like having all. Rubo kekula. Most is like all. So most is enough. And it has a din of all. So, we've discussed this in the past. Tshuvis chasim sofer, or achayim simen kufmem, brings a kash in the name of Shlomo Kluger. In Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, it says that Shi'urin Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. That Shi'urim, the amounts that we have for the various mitzvahs, and Dinei Chatzitza, and Dinei Mechitza, are Halach L'Moshe Misinai, are a tradition from Sinai. Frak the Gemara, how can you say that? Shiurim are deoraisa. It says Eretz chita v'seira gefen te'ena v'rimon Eretz zeis shemen udvash. And this whole pasuk is l'shiurim ne'amar, says the Gemara. So etzem kiseora, etc. Te'ena kakoseves. So these are shiurim. We have shiurim min haTorah. We have Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. So we have the Zayis, Kezayis. So what are you telling me it's Halacha Moshe Misinai for when we have a pasuk? And for the Gemara, shiurim Halacha Moshe Misinai. Really, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And this pasuk is but an asmachta. This pasuk is an asmachta be'alma. It's another reason why it's fun being Jewish. Goyim don't have asmachtas. We get to have asmachtas. Oh. So, really, it's halach l'moshe misinai, and the pasuk is an asmachta. Frek Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kliger hat gefrekta Kliger kashe. He said, what's the... Kliger means wise. What's the kash of the Gemara? What are Shi'urim d'Oraisa? We have a pasuk. Maybe no. Maybe, if not for the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we would say that in Shi'urim, we say Rubo Kekulo. And comes the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and tells us that when you need a specific shear, we don't say rubo kekula. And if you're tovel in a mikvah that's less than 40 sa, 39.876259, it's not okay. And if you eat 3/4 of a kezayis of matzah, it's not okay. So maybe the pasuk is telling us what the shear is, and the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is to tell us, don't say Rubo Kekulo. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Shiur Mar Doraisa. Yes, Shiur Mar Doraisa. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai is to tell you not to say Ruba Kukula, not like the Gemara's answer, which is that Shiur Mar Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, the Pazim L'Smach the Baalm. No, maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai is to tell you not to say Ruba Kukula, say the whole Shiur. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger's kasha. So the Chasam Sofer answers him that you can't say Rubo Kikulo Ela Mitoch Kulo. In order to say Rubo Kikulo, there has to be an entire shear. Like a Sanhedrin. If only most of the Sanhedrin meets, it doesn't count. But if there's 71 and the Rov are Mizak or Mechayiv, so then the Miut follows the Rov. That's what it means, Rubo Kikulo. Ruvo mitoch kulo, you have to have the whole thing, you have to have all 71, and then you follow the rov. Or if you have want to say a dervish b'kedusha, so if the rov haven't heard kaddish or baruch or whatever, so then the miut follows the rov. But you start with 10, but of those 10 you have to have a rov that haven't yet heard Kaddish or Baruch Hu. But you can't have 7 for a minion. You can't say, oh, 7 or 6 is Rov minion. That's enough. That's really not enough. It has to be Mitoch Kula. Altogether there are 10. And there are 7 who need to hear. So that's Ruba Mitoch Kula. Most of the Tzibur sin, the certain sin, so then the Miut brings together with them the Parel and Dervish El Tzibur. Because again, it's Rov of the Tzibur, Mitoch the whole Tzibur. Also the Yintum of the Tahara, Basiyas HaPesach. Rov are Tmeim, so then you can bring it Betumah, Ruva Mitoch Kula. But there's no Havamina, Zok Chasim Sofer, to eat a Pachas Mikashir, that it's Beseder. Or to be tovel in a mikvah, that's not 40 sa, it's only rov. There's no such havamina. In the Lahoris Nosin, in the second volume, in Siman Ayin Gimel, he, Taka, brings a mocker for the Chasim Sofer, the Yekraiba Rubo Mitoch Kulo. Vayim Sefer Nachal Eshkol, in the second volume, in page 93. The Sefer Ateres Tzvi, in the Mishpat Harah, in Pehei, and there's a lot more to talk about. So it's interesting that in the Sefer Meinida, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Shlomo Kluger is an incredibly prolific author. So in the Sefer on Maseches Nida, on page 72b, of Kufayin Gimel Amen Aleph Midapei HaSefer, he's metarets his kasha b'shem Chacham Echad, and Daka in the Sefer Kenasofrim, on page 37b, he writes that this Chacham Echad is the Chasim Sefer, that it's only shaykh to say Rubo Kekulo when we're talking about a Giluach Nazir. Like we see in Nazir 42a, that it says that a Nazir shegileach, a Nazir that shaves, and he leaves 2 hairs, I might think that Rubo Kukulo, no, comes from Yomashiach Galchenu, on the 7th day he has to shave everything. So why do you have a Havamin you can say Rubo Kukulo? Because it's Rubo Mitoch Kulo. Hasam have inyan echad, Obe Sanhedrin, Shem inyan echad, Veshlem is chabrus biyachad. They're all connected. So you have 71 people, and you have a rov. So they're all connected. Rov mitoch kol. But suddenly you don't have a chabrus biyachad. You can't say ruba kukula. Vim kein achinami ma she'achal b'fiv, ruba shel kizayis. What you have in your mouth, rov kizayis, that doesn't help you. That you have outside of your mouth the rest of the kizayis. No such havamina that there you can say Rubo Kukulo. It's not Rubo Mitoch Kulo. That's the teretz the Chasim Sofer, the Rav Shlomo Kluger brings b'shem Chacham Echad. And on that he asks from Psachim that if most of the kol are tmeim, you all do you bring the Karban Pesach Betuma Mishum Rubo Kukulo, even though they don't have a schabrus. What are they all interconnected? They're not all interconnected. And yet you still follow Rov Tzibur Betumah. Also in Harias Gimel Amid Beis, if 100 sat to Paskin, You're not chaya bat sheyaru kulam. That if 100 dayanim sat to paskin the base in Agadol, and their mora ras tos to be over al achas mitzvah satorah, the not chayv parhalim dover ad sheyaru kulam. They all have to paskin. Even though a Sanhedrin Gedol is enough with 71, but here 100 sat to paskin, and so therefore we're only mischayev a parhelim when they all paskin leheter mistakenly. And what's their hischabrus? There, it's not enough to have a rov. You need everybody. Does a hava mean that you could say rubo kukula? There you have a pasuk to tell you not. So Bishlema Sanhedrin, the 23 and the 71, they have hischabrus, but here, what's the rubo mitoch kula? How are all these 100 people connected? There's no number in Judaism, 100 people on a beis din. And the Sefer Kenasofer, he adds, to ask another kasha, what if the whole kezayis is in front of him and he eats rubo? Why don't we say it's rubo mitoch kula? Let's say he puts it all in his mouth, the whole shear, and then he spits out part of it. Maybe that's rubo mitoch kula. And he concludes, the less nagar or bar nagar, the lifrakine lekushiyaso. He's got nobody's able to answer his kasha. But the truth is that the Chasam Sofer is correct, it seems. It seems, obviously. Not getting involved in these gedolei olam, but rubo kukulo is rubo mitoch kulo. However, there has to be some sort of din Torah that brings everyone together. So, for example, you have a kosher kiddush. So there's a din to fill up the kos, to have a kos shalim. And if you drink, Shlomo Kluge was also bothered by that. If you shoser rov kos, why should rov kos be effective? What is the rov you drank have to do with the rov you didn't drink? So it's not ruva mitoch kula. The answer is no. You have a whole kos, and that is a din Torah. And now you drank rov of the kos. And that's connected to the rest that you didn't drink. So there we say, rubo kukula. Kezayis matzah. There's no connection because the chatzi shir you ate with the chatzi shir you didn't eat, even if you put it in your mouth. So until you eat the whole thing, there's no connection between this, the different parts of the matzah, the two half zesim of matzah. So therefore there's no havamina to say rubo kukulo when talking about shiurim of a shiur matzah. Because if I ate rov matzah, that's not mitoch kulo, because there's no din that connects half a zayis matzah with the other half a zayis matzah until I ate it. So there you wouldn't say rubo kukulo. But rov kos, you do say rubo kukulo, because there's a din to have a kos shalim. And then you drink rov kos, and that's ruva mitoch kula. And even if you put the whole thing in your mouth, there's no chalos din of putting the whole kezayis in your mouth. So it's not connected. If you spit out part of it and you didn't eat the whole zayis, it's not ruva mitoch kula, because there's no halacha related to the whole thing in your mouth. Till the bliya, till you swallow it. And that the Karban Pesach, if it's rubo b'tuma, that is rubo mitoch kulo. Because all of Klal Yisrael is connected in the Karban Pesach. V'shechtu also kol kahal adas Yisrael. It's a man diomar kol yisoy yotzim b'pesach echad in Kedushin 41b. Our famous Gemara in Yuma 51a, Pesach Rishon Dasi b'knufia, k'karban sibur damya. Cholat sibur shen ischayiv b'pesach, avalei k'guf echad. So if Rov became Tamei, then that's Ruba mitoch kula, because the carbon sibur connects Gans Klal Yisrael. And also the Psak of the Beis Din. You're right, normally you don't need 100, but now, if they sat as a Beis Din of 100, they're all interconnected. And therefore, there's a Havamina that you would say Rubo Kukula. Hari Yasham, Amru Meosh Yoshulor, Sein Chavin Sharakum, Shanemar Kalas Israel Yishku, Achishku, Achi Yiv Tivshal Torah, Bukhaladas Israel Rashi, Achi Tivshal Torah, Bukhaladas Israel Dain, Oisin Shoshul Haris. Oisin Shoshul Haris, Rashi says, are considered Kaladas Israel, they're considered one unit. Rambam, Perchofalf, Milchasanetron Al Chayud, Dain Shi Yodeb Chaver Shu Gazlan, or Rosh Osulit Starif Imo. Adayin's not even starved with his friend if he knows he's a bad guy. Stay away from Sheker. So again, you see this is so that all the Dayanim are connected. So Chasim Sofer would seem is correct. And it has to be Ruba mitoch kulo. And as long as there's a chibur of the Rov is connected to the kol, and we say Rubo Kukulo, but if there's no halachic chibur, there's no halachic connection between the Rov and the Kol, then we don't say Rubo Kukulo. And if we're eating most of a Zayis, it doesn't count because there's no halachic connection between the Rov Zayis you ate and the partial Zayis you didn't eat until you actually ate the rest of the Zayis. Shlomo Kluger would argue back, yes, there is, because there's a din to eat a whole Zayis. The Chasim Sofer will argue, yeah, but until you ate it, there's no din. There's no din of having it in front of you. There's a din of eating it. Until you ate it, there's no halacha connection between the half zayis you ate and what you didn't eat. And if you have 10 people who already dive, who 10 people in a room, and Rove didn't daven, so then that's enough for us to say Kaddish, etc. It's Ruba mitoch kula, but six alone isn't enough. Or if you have a mikvah, that's Rov Mayim Ksherim, 21 some Mayim Ksherim out of the 40. It's called the Beis Kenishus Maya. We had a shir on this once. It's a beautiful akdama of the Nosan Pirion Maseches Mikvos. That's the Targum calls a mikvah a place of gathering of water. Mameli have 21 kosher, 19 not kosher, Rubo Kukulo, Rov Mitoch Kol. So we have, it's a base Kenisha Samai, it's a place of gathering of water. So it's Rubo Mitoch Kulo. So sweet friends, this is great philosophy. But where does it impact our Kshaila of an Esrog HaMurkav? ומעתה הבה נבוא לדברי הנפש חיה שכתב שבית רוב מורכב לא שייך לומר שהמיעוט לימון בטל ברוב את רוג. So the נפש חיה of wax writes that if you have an esrog murkav, you can't say that the miut of the lemon is nullified in the rove of the esrog, because the miut is not makabel the mile of the rove. However, according to the Chasim Sofer, we can say, you're right, there's no bittel, it remains a lemon, but you yotze midim rubo kukula, because now you have a pre-shalem, so now it's a rove, mitoch kol. So chaser is a psul, because you need lekicha tama. And when it's a pre-shalem, you have kulo, so it is l'kichatama. So it's not considered chaser. Chaser is when something is missing. Here, nothing is missing. It's a pre-shalem. Aye, part of it is a lemon. Yeah, but it's mostly an esrog. So you say, rubo kakula, rubo mitoch kula. And here, there's a chibur of the whole fruit together. It's one big fruit. So let's say, rubo kakula. And it doesn't matter that it's nicker. By the Sanhedrin, it's also nicker. We say rubo kakulo, and we see the misnagdim, we see those who don't agree, and yet we still have a rov, and the rov is like everybody. And also by a nazir, that it says that if the nazir is mekaleach everything, he shaved everything and he left two hairs, it's no good. Because the Gemara says normally Rubu Kukulo is Dairaisa. Because here the Torah says that you have to be Megaleach Kulo. So that's Kulo Mamish. But normally Rubu Kukulo. So leaving two hairs would be fine. Either two hairs are Nicker. The answer is Rubu Kukulo, Nicker doesn't bother us. You're right. In the world of Bittel Barov, Nicker bothers us if the Miut is Nicker. But Rubu Kukulo doesn't. And even though the miut of the lemon is mamish a different min, the miut of the esrog is a different min, whereas let's say in the Sanhedrin, it's all one, they're all one category of Sanhedrin, of dayanim. So there you could say rubu kukula, maybe here you can't, because it's mamish a different species, but we see in Yevamis, at least the Shitas Rashi, that you can have a mikvah and say rubu kukula. The miut is meperos, which is not water at all. It's fruit juice. And you can still say rubo kukula. Tosis learns it's midin bitl baro, but at least according to Rashi, it's discussed in the Nas Imperio on Shulchan Aruch Echos Mekvos and Sifkot and Samach Zayin. Ha'akoponim, it comes out according to Rashi, even though it's a different min, even though it's meperos, it's still beseder gamur. You could say rubo kukulo. So, we still have a lot more to talk about. Obviously, this is a huge, huge topic. And I give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to continue. Mitzvah Hashem next time. And next segment of this year. Bli neder, and we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishma v'lasos. Well, the kaim is called divrei salma tarasu b'ahava, and always to remember that sof dovra kol nishma, es alokim yira, es mitzvos of shmor, ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, and thank you so much for listening.